Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a smoky warehouse-style drop in Ableton Live 12 for old-school jungle and DNB vibes. With that dark, system-heavy energy that feels raw, spacious, and just a little dangerous, we are not trying to make a polished pop drop here. We're going for groove identity. That means the relationship between the breakbeat, the sub, the reese, and the atmosphere has to feel locked in. If those elements talk to each other properly, the drop instantly feels more authentic. So the goal for this first 16 bars is simple. Make the drums swing with attitude, let the bass breathe without losing pressure, and shape the arrangement so it evolves every few bars instead of looping mechanically. First, set your tempo to around 172 BPM. That's right in the sweet spot for this kind of jungle DNB energy. Then create a 16-bar loop for the drop section and, if you can, load in a reference track that matches the kind of vibe you're chasing. This is really useful because smoky DNB drops often sound huge not because they're packed, but because they're selective. The reference helps you hear how much is happening in the low end, how much atmosphere is being used, and how sparse or busy the bass actually is. Now let's build the drum core. Start with a chopped break, ideally something amen style or at least something with character in the snare and some room noise in the tail. Drag it into simpler and use slice mode so you can trigger individual hits from MIDI. That gives you more control over the phrasing. The important thing here is not to make it too rigid. You want a bit of instability in the break. That roughness is part of the old school feel. As a starting point, keep the snare landing solidly on 2 and 4, then place kick accents around the 1, the tick up into beat 2, and some extra movement around beat 3. Add ghost notes between those main hits so the groove has bounce. Don't overquantize the whole thing. Use a light swing feel, somewhere around the mid-50s, and let some slices sit slightly behind or ahead of the grid. That tiny human drag is what gives the break attitude. If you want more punch, put drum bus on the break group. A little drive goes a long way. Keep boom subtle, because the sub is going to do the heavy lifting later. Push transients just enough to make the kit snap. If the break needs more bite, add a little saturator with soft clip-on and only a few dB of drive. We want grit, not mush. Now, even though the break is the soul of the groove, it usually helps to layer a clean kick or snare support underneath it. This is one of those teacher-style tips I really want you to remember. In this style, the sampled break gives you the personality, but a controlled support layer gives you the spine. So add a drum rock with a short kick and a snare layer if needed. Keep the kick focused in the low end, and make the snare support reinforce the crack without cluttering the break. Use EQA to high pass the snare layer and cut any muddy low mid buildup, especially in the 250 to 400 Hz range. If you bus your drums together, a glue compressor with gentle settings can help everything stick. Very light compression only. You still want the break to breathe. Next, build the sub. For a classic DNB sub, operator is perfect. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and make the envelope clean and simple. Fast attack, full sustain, short release. Don't turn the sub into a melodic feature. Think of it as the foundation under the room, not the thing asking for attention. Write the sub in short phrases instead of a constant drone. Leave holes where the snare hits hard. Let some notes answer the drums rather than collide with them. That call and response relationship is crucial in a smoky warehouse drop. A good sub line might hold a note on the first bar, then leave space, then come back in on an offbeat or a pickup into the next phrase. You want movement, but you also want discipline. Add a little saturator if the sub needs to translate on smaller speakers, but keep it subtle. And keep checking it in mono. If the sub starts feeling wide, unstable, or blurry, pull it back. In this style, mono sub is non-negotiable. Now for the character layer, the reese or mid-bass. This is where the drop starts sounding like DNB instead of just drums plus a sine wave. Use wave-eatable, analog, or even operator with a detuned or animated setup. A classic approach is a pair of detuned saws, filtered so the movement sits in the low mids rather than the full top end. Add some slow filter movement, maybe over a one-bar or two-bar cycle, so the bass feels like it's shifting through smoke. The key here is moderation. Don't make it too wide or too bright. A smoky warehouse reese should feel like fog moving through metal, not a neon lead line. Use EQA to remove anything below the sub region, because you do not want the reese fighting the sub for space. If the mids get edgy, tame them gently. If you want more grit, add some saturator or pedal, but again, keep it controlled. Now we get to the heart of the drop, call and response. This is what makes the first 16 bars feel alive. Don't let every element play constantly. Make the drums say something, then let the bass answer. Then let the drums react again. Think in four-bar phrases. A great structure is this. Bars 1 to 4 establish the groove with the break and sub, with a res held back a little. Bars 5 to 8 introduce a new bass reply or a drum variation. Bars 9 to 12 bring in a fill, a twist, or a more aggressive response. Bars 13 to 16 reduce or reshape one element so the next section feels like it's moving forward. A useful trick is to duplicate a basic 4-bar loop, then mutate each block slightly. Maybe the first 4 bars are the cleanest version. The next 4 bars add a little extra break slice or bass note. The next 4 bars introduce a fill or reverse hit. Then the last 4 bars set up the next phrase by pulling one element back. That tiny progression makes the whole drop feel composed instead of looped. Now bring in atmosphere, but be careful here. Smoky Warehouse vibes are all about space, but too much reverb will wash out the groove and kill the impact. Create a return track with hybrid reverb or standard reverb. High pass the return heavily so none of the low end clogs up the mix. Keep the decay moderate, and don't drown the drums in tails. Use reverb throws only at the end of phrases, like the last snare hit before a change. That way the atmosphere feels intentional. It frames the groove instead of covering it. You can also add low-level noise, room texture, vinyl crackle, or filtered air layers, but keep them subtle. The idea is not to hear effects. The idea is to feel a room. If your ambience is doing its job, it should sound like the air around the kit is moving. Now let's talk about variation. Strong DNB drops don't need huge changes every bar. They need small, smart changes. A 1-bar fill at the end of bar 4 or 8 can be enough. A slight pitch drop on one break slice can add grit. A tiny cutoff automation on the res can make the second half feel more open. Even a half beat mute before a big hit can create serious impact. That last one is worth emphasizing. Silence is a weapon. A tiny gap before a bass hit or drum accents can make the next event feel much heavier. When you're shaping the arrangement, think about energy bands, not just instruments. At any given moment, ask yourself what's occupying the front of the mix. Is it the sub? Is it the break top end? Is it the res? Is it the ambience? If everything is on at once, the groove loses mystery. The best smoky drops let different elements take turns beating in focus. Also, use the snare as your anchor. In old school DNB, the snare is often the emotional center of the drop. Build your bass movement around the snare, not over it. If a bass note fights the snare crack, move the note, shorten it, or leave space. Once the arrangement feels right, mix for clarity and headroom. Keep the kick and snare strong. Keep the sub mono. Make sure the res has its own space above the sub, not inside it. Use EQ8 on each major element to carve out overlap before you start reaching for heavier processing. If the low end feels muddy, the first place to look is the 150 to 400 Hz region, because that's where break body, room tone, and bass body can all pile up into fog. Check the drop in full context, not just in solo. If the snare is losing its punch, the bass may be sitting too high in the same area. If the res sounds harsh, trim the upper mids a bit. If the low end is blurry, reduce overlap between kick, sub, and bass body. The goal is loudness through discipline, not loudness through clutter. Here are a few quick pro moves to keep in mind. You can layer a clipped break with a cleaner top break for grit plus definition. You can resample your bass movement and chop it into response phrases for a more intentional old-school feel. You can automate filter frequency very slowly over 8 bars for tension. You can keep everything below the low bass region mono, and only allow stereo on the upper texture. And you can use very short mutes or micro breaths before a hit to make the next moment feel bigger. If you want a simple practice pass, build the whole thing with just one break, one sub, one mid bass, and one atmosphere return. Keep the sub mono. Make exactly 3 variations across the 16 bars, one drum change, one bass change, and one atmosphere change. Then listen in mono and ask yourself 3 questions. Does the snare still hit? Is the sub clear? And does the drop evolve? If the answer to all 3 is yes, you're already in the zone. So to recap, for Smoky Warehouse DNB drop, focus on groove, space, and controlled aggression. Build around a chopped break with character. Keep the sub simple and mono. Use a res or mid bass for movement. Structure the drop in 4-bar call and response sections. Add atmosphere with restraint, and mix for headroom, clarity, and low-end discipline. If the drums breathe, the bass talks back, and the arrangement keeps evolving in small but meaningful ways, you'll get that dark old-school energy that feels right on a warehouse system. All right, let's get into the session and build it.